It's Thursday, May 30th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Police ask Westlake residents to check security camera footage for a missing woman. A Chautauqua man was arrested after allegedly shooting at another on Sunday. There's a new $100 million state investment fund for startups, and the DNR looks for sponsors for the annual Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Westlake police are asking residents to check outdoor security cameras for any footage of a missing woman. Authorities said 39-year-old Melissa R. Davis was last seen on foot in the area of Allen and Main Streets around 6:45 p.m. on Monday, May 13th. Police ask residents in the area who have security cameras to see if their cameras caught any views of Davis. She is described as white, 5'4", 125 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Davis's family reported her missing and has not had any contact with her since May 13th. Anyone with information on Davis should contact the Rice Lake Police Department at 715-234-2116 or the Barron County Sheriff's Department at 715-537-3106. Two people were arrested after reports of gunshots that sent the Barron-Rusk County Emergency Response Team to a rural Chautauqua residence. The incident happened just after 3 a.m. Sunday morning when a man called 911 saying a friend shot a rifle at him. The caller left the residence and dispatchers allegedly heard gunshots in the background. Sheriff's deputies and state troopers responded, and officers closed down a block of 27th Street northeast of Chautauqua. They reported more gunshots from the house. It appeared two people were arrested. One suspect, 30-year-old James E. Colvard of Chautauqua, appeared in Barron County Circuit Court Wednesday. He faced a felony second-degree recklessly endangering safety charge and misdemeanor weapons and domestic abuse charges. Three people were hurt in a collision involving a UTV and a vehicle at the intersection of Highway 53 and Highway 253 near Shell Lake on Saturday afternoon. Initial dispatch reports said two MedFlight helicopters were called to the scene. We requested more information from the Washburn County Sheriff's Office, but they declined to release any more details, citing the open investigation. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin aims to kickstart companies and entrepreneurs. Missy Hughes is secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
The Wisconsin Investment Fund is literally planting a flag in the ground and saying we want to support entrepreneurs who want to start here, who want to grow here, and most importantly, who want to stay here.
Hughes joined Governor Tony Evers and others on Wednesday to announce the fund. It's initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal funds and $50 million from private investors. Governor Tony Evers weighs in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge, who's considering the case, should recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. The Department of Natural Resources is looking for hosts for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. Raymond Newport takes a look.
The hunt runs from October 5th to the 13th and is open to hunters with disabilities. The DNR says properties need to be at least 60 acres in size and be able to host three hunters. Around 400 people take part in the season each year. If you want to sponsor your property or want to participate, you can find out more online at dnr.wy.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.